From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City, where I'm not freezing.
Thank you for reminding me of that. I'm freezing over here in Washington. We have another week of great music and some surprises this time.
We have two really cool interviews this week. And one of them, I went to a concert with an awesome DJ outfit from Tijuana. And we have a special guest who's going to pop in later on in the show.
But first, you brought something in that is a mixture of Brazilian music and klezmer.
This is Suzuka Poderosa. It's a Gregor Salto remix, and it's called As Mulheres. And it's a mix of klezmer and Brazilian funk, which sounds surprisingly good.
Mulher independente.
The next thing that you brought in is by someone by the name of Kat Dahlia. What is a Kat Dahlia?
This is a song that is a little more pop than what we usually play on our show. But I was just totally mesmerized by her voice. I think there's like a very Joan Jett, the Runaways thing going on with her voice. Check it out. I know that maybe, Felix, you're going to be turned off by the poppiness of it, but just listen to her voice on this track. It's called Clocks. I'm really curious about what you think about this. I said Joan Jett, but there's also like a definite like Pat Benatar quality to her voice. It's just so raspy and surprising for, you know, a pop industry where they just, you know, the pop industry generally tries to make everyone conform to one standard. It's like this very overly polished American Idol standard. And I really liked what she's doing with her voice. What do you think about it?
You know, I think I have to listen to pop music with a different set of ears than what we normally play. And listening through my pop music ears, I like that mixture, the very strong dance thing, and her almost abandoned vocals. She's just wailing away on the top. It's like controlled fury in a lot of ways. And you're right. I'd be very curious to see in the realm of like Rihanna and Beyonce and everybody that's very controlled and very meticulous, how that rawness is accepted in the pop world.
A little bit more about her. She's a Cuban-American artist from Miami, Florida, and she started rapping at age 8 and writing songs at 15. And she's on a subdivision of Epic Records. So, I don't know, it's just really interesting that a big record label would have a pop artist with such a different voice. I just really hope she holds her own and retains that identity because, you know, she has a great voice. It is really good.
The pop music world is very dangerous and very shark-infested, and only a few will be able to make it through those various treacherous waters with their ideals and their identities intact. Ta-da!
So tell me more about your pop ears. Do they have like little earrings on them? Or?
My pop ears have an earring in the left ear only.
What did you bring next?
I brought in something by Gina Chavez, who is somebody I discovered at South by Southwest about 3 years ago. I saw her performing in a small little venue off the beaten path. I was captivated. I was just really mesmerized by her voice. I've been following her ever since. She had an EP out a couple years ago, semi-acoustic singer-songwriter stuff. She has a new album coming out in February. It's called Uprooted, and it's produced by Michael Ramos, my guy from the Charanga Cakewalk there in Austin. This album is full band. There's a lot of cumbias. There's different forms of Latin music. It's a different sound for her, and I think it's a major step forward for her songwriting and her sound. Check this out. This is a reworking of one of the songs that was played semi-acoustically on her first album. This is called Milas de Millas.
I need to know you're closer than 2,000 miles. The tips of my fingers miss the curve of your smile. Those dimples make me melt inside. But you, my love, are to find.
Para aguantar otro día más, te añoro.
really unusual pick for you because it is, I don't know, it is a lot more poppy and I really like it. It's a lot more polished than what you usually like.
And, you know, and it's also had a little bit of that Michael Ramos's accordion there at the end, which also dragged me in. Again, my affinity for
If you want to get Felix, play an accordion. Stand outside his window with an accordion. And he'll come down running. He'll jump out the window and into your arms.
Not quite. But you will be my new friend. Like I said, Gina has a very, very strong voice, and we're looking forward to hearing more from her. I think she's going to tour out here on the East Coast and then the rest of the United States at some point this year. So keep an eye out for Gina Chavez.
Felix, now I want to invite you to take your jacket off and your 50 sweater and come visit me in Mexico. And I want to invite our listeners to come in too. You are a big fan of a group of DJs, a trio of DJs called Los Macuanos. They're from Tijuana. They're based in Mexico City. And when you started talking to me about how much you loved Los Macuanos, I kept my eye out for them. And I went to one of their concerts last week. And I just took my tape recorder and we talked a little bit. We did a sound check and then went to a kind of noisy little bar right next to the venue where they were playing. The bar is called La Vipo. And here's a little bit of that time that we spent together. Hey guys, I'm at this bar in Mexico City. It's called La Vipo, and it's right next to this nightclub called El Imperial. And that's where I go and listen to a lot of Latin alternative music here in Mexico City. I'm sitting here with Los Macuanos, this band from Tijuana that I love. Our drinks just arrived, and we're going to talk a little bit about their music. So hold on, let's just grab our drinks. Hola, chicos.
Hola.
Wait, we're doing it in English or Spanish?
Can we do it in Spanish?
We can do it in Spanish, yeah.
Estaría edgy.
Estaría edgy.
Ya en dos idiomas de plano, güey.
Okay, so I want to ask you guys, while our drinks are being served, what songs from your album have the most geeky kind of elements, like things that listeners might miss out on, but other producers or DJs would hear and say, that's very clever. And introduce yourself for the audience when you talk.
Hi, my name is Moises Sorta from Los Macuanos. Oh, yeah, and according, for that question, I don't know, I would say on the album El Origen, Mar Negro, just because of the fact that it contains like a live theremin player. So the theremin that's in the song is played by a Greek composer called May Roosevelt. And I think that's kind of interesting because people use that kind of sound, but more like synthesizer-based, but nobody actually plays that instrument.
And what is a theremin?
Oh, a theremin is an instrument that actually a Russian spy invented like in the 50s. He was trying to make like a bug to spy on the North Americans, and he made like an antenna-like device that if you connect it to an amplifier speaker, you can make sound. It's a sound very popular in like old like horror movies, like B movies, like has that kind of like creepy space age sound. Like one of the most interesting things about this instrument is that you don't actually have to touch it to play it. So you just wave your hands in such a manner that you make the pitch and the amplification of the instrument, like waving your hands around it but not necessarily touching it. Also, the production in that track has a lot of samples that you wouldn't obviously notice, like percussion, and we made them sound like from another epoch, like from the 70s. We'll be right back.
Okay, I'm going to let you drink and let your band members answer the other questions. What are you drinking, by the way?
I'm having a straight tequila. Lemon.
Okay, next question. Have you ever played your music for, first of all, your whole family? You guys are straight up from Tijuana, right?
Tijuana, San Diego, from the border. I'm from San Diego, but my family's from Tijuana, and I have a lot of friends in Tijuana, and everybody just kind of bounces back and forth between Tijuana and San Diego. I'm Ruben Torres, incidentally.
Have you ever, Ruben, have you ever played your music for your grandparents? And what do they think of your music? I mean, the way you isolate the accordion and layer other forms of music over it, what do they think of it?
I think my parents have heard it. I don't remember being there with them, but they've definitely heard it. They just think it's funny. I remember, because they kind of like make fun of that song, Desastre, because it's like so catchy. Desastre. But I don't really know that they like it. They think it's weird. They think everything is weird.
How about you?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I haven't played my Kwanos music for my grandparents directly, but one of my sister has for my like 90-year-old grandparent. He was like dancing to it, to specifically La Burrita. So I guess that's a good sign. It's intergenerational music.
Friend and colleague Felix Contreras, who's a huge fan of Los Macuanos. What is the craziest thing you've ever seen from the stage? Who wants to answer that?
One time we were in San Luis Potosí and there was a baby in the audience that wouldn't let us concentrate.
Looking straight at us.
Without moving or blinking. It was very creepy because we're used to playing in bars and nightclubs at like 12 at night, midnight, you know, and like drunken people. And this time we played it in all ages. It was a museum, I think. So families came in with like strollers and there was a baby and children.
I want to thank you guys so much for your time. And the most, maybe one of the most important questions for our listeners who are not Mexican, teach us how you properly drink tequila.
Well, you have to lick your hand. There's no salt right now, but you have to lick your hand, put a little bit of salt in it, take the shot, like so. And you have to lick the salt off your hand, and then you gotta bite on the lemon. That's the proper way to do it.
Guys, thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and enjoy a tequila now. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You were having too much fun there, Jasmine.
Well, yeah, dude, I got to tell you, when I left that interview, I was a little tipsy. I'm really glad that I did the theremin part before I had my first shot of tequila, because I lose my ability to say the TH sound in English surprisingly fast after my first shot of alcohol. So it would have been hard for me to say theremin.
Great music, and as I'm glad you passed on my affection for their sound, because I'm a big fan of them, Los Macuanos from Tijuana.
Well, man, you got to come visit, because when you come visit, everyone here always asks me about you.
And that's what happens when I go somewhere without you. Where's Jasmine? They're looking over my shoulder. Nice to meet you, but where's Jasmine? We're going to change gears. This is something you brought in. This is Las Damas. Where are Las Damas from, and what is this song?
Oh, I'm very excited about this. Las Damas are a hip-hop outfit from Peru, and they're Sky Sapiens and La Prince. And I have to tell you, I have not been this excited about a new hip-hop artist since I first discovered Ana Tijoux. I'm really excited about them. They're really good. And I got a shout out to the awesome and amazing friend of Alt Latino, Juan Data, who put me onto them. And they're great. Just listen to them.
Las Damas. Lima, Peru. Yeah. Soy un MC de la movida peruana. Mi presencia aquí.
Ser explícito en la frase, cada día un nuevo avance.
12, 11 en el beat.
Supere y no descanse.
Pero la tama.
Pero jamás se disfrace.
Primero la tama.
Las damas.
Sí.
Lima, Perú.
Con la gente del este. La gente del oeste. Con la gente del sur. Del norte y centro del Perú.
La gente del oeste,
con la gente del sur.
norte.
Norte, norte.
Sky Prince, metiéndole rap bien fuerte. Sky Prince. Soy seria.
Seria.
Las damas.
Soy hip hop.
Sky Sapiens y la Prince.
Soy hip hop.
What do you think?
Wow, you're really bringing it, Jasmine.
Always.
This is really good. I like these
guys. No, you know, they have an impeccable flow. The beat is a very 90s throwback, but I really like that they're mixing like a rock guitar in there. And I'm just telling you, I have not been this excited about an artist, not just a female rapper, but a Latin rapper, rap en español, since I discovered Ana Tijoux. I really think everyone needs to watch out for Las Damas because they're bringing it. I mean, they're just really, really good. I've been talking a lot to Franny Kelly from NPR Music's Microphone Check about these artists. I mean, because they're just great. I mean, I really think they're like the next big thing. They're just great.
So early in the year, already calling the next big thing. All right, I like this.
You can call me Jastrodamus. Hey, Felix.
Yes.
Are you ready for my big surprise for you?
Oh, that's right. What is it?
Well, first of all, I brought a track by a DJ duo that I really love. We've done a guest DJ with them not so long ago. They're called Freakstalers. They're from Argentina. And I asked one half of the duo, Rafa Caivano, to stop in and swing by and visit us in our Mexico City studio. How about that?
Let's hear it. Welcome, Rafa.
Rafa, come on in. Hola, Rafa.
Hola.
Hold on. Rafa's putting his headphones on.
Wait a second. Hey, Felix, how are you?
Rafa, ¿cómo estás? How are you, man?
Muy bien. Very good. Having a lot of fun being here again.
You just got back from Argentina, right?
Yeah, I was visiting my family, spending the, you know, Christmas, New Year's Eve and everything with my relatives over there.
Let's torture Felix a little. How hot was it in Buenos Aires?
How hot was it?
Hot, yeah.
Ah, hot. No, it was very hot in Buenos Aires. I was lucky to be in the not so hot days because after I left Buenos Aires and went to my little town in La Pampa, they told me it got like very hot in Buenos Aires and I was like, oh, thank you. I'm safe.
So Rafa, Freakstalers just did this awesome remix of a... The Ant Word.
Yeah. Actually, we were we liked The Ant Word for a long time already, and we feel a bit like identified with them in this sense of two guys being from third world country doing something that they want to be a new thing for the music scene of their country, and at the same time proposing it to the rest of the world.
And we should mention for our audience who The Ant Word is. It's this hip-hop
group. Yeah, it's this hip-hop electronic, yeah, I don't know, hardcore duo from South Africa. It's two guys, one DJ, rap singer, man called Ninja, and the girl called Yolandi. they are like two characters which... I don't know how they really are in their daily life, you know?
They're very intense. When you go, like, actually, my first The Ant Word concert, I was on a first date with this guy, and it was really scary for a first date. I was like, whoa. What? But I love The Ant Word, and I love Freakstalers.
Yeah, so I think there is something of a connection between us. So... We asked our audience in Facebook and Twitter if we should make a remix of The Ant Word, and everybody told, yeah, do it, and it was like, okay, let's do it. And we entered to the website of The Ant Word, and we saw there was a cappella to make a remix for anyone. So we said, okay, why not? We should do it, and we came out with this. Kind of hardcore dancehall cumbia wicked thing.
It's so good. Let's listen to it. Are you ready, Felix?
Yeah, let's check it out. Here we go.
hot, hot. I didn't give a fuck. No one kick it out, pull for someone else's track. I represent South Africa, I put it on the map.
South Africa, man, I like the place to fuck a whack.
Since South Africa, the first things that come to mind. It's your racism, apartheid, and crime. Fuck a racist, motherfuckers stuck in 89. Crime's the wallet, word number nine.
Hey, Rafa, how do you guys choose songs to remix, and how do you choose sounds to reconstruct whenever you guys do your pieces?
It's a very interesting question, Felix. About the artists we remix, we don't remix like every day. We just make wait until there is something that we feel needs to be remixed by us. It sounds terrible, but it actually feels like that. It's like, oh, this needs my instrumental in it, you know. So when we feel that, we just go for it. And about the sounds we choose, it's like I cannot tell you how, because we don't have any formula about how we make music. That's why our songs are quite different one from each other. We just try to somehow find some aesthetic that is very interesting for us, and then sometimes it's interesting for some people, and I guess it might not be so interesting for some other people. But that, I think that's the reason why we have a very diverse audience.
You know, that's one of the things that fascinates me, is that, you know, I listen to a lot of jazz, and with jazz musicians and just musicians in general who are playing music, you know, you discover your own tone. You find your own sound on your instrument so that it's unmistakable. And as Jasmine will tell you, I want to be a DJ when I grow up, because what you guys do is that after you've produced something, or you get your hands on a sound and you put it through your own thought process, a lot of times you can hear, especially with your band, you can hear your sound with sounds that other people have created, and that's
like
what
it has the Freaks Taylor's mark
stamp on it, and that's what blows my mind about the whole DJ culture.
I'm honored about your comments. I really thank you about it. I don't really know how it sounds for other people until someone come to me and tell me this is what I think about your music. So and it's not something that really happens every day, actually, and I respect a lot that someone like you come to me and tell me that. It's something that gives me energy to keep going. Thank you, Felix.
Well, every time we invite an artist into our studios, we ask them to bring a recommendation for a song that's just been playing in their ear, that, you know, they can't get out of their head, that they just really love. And Rafa, what did you bring for us today?
Today we brought a song from a friend that we love a lot. He's from Montreal.
You're talking about the DJ named Bugat.
He has a very fluid and perfect Spanish in the way he sings.
His mom is from Paraguay,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. His mom is from Paraguay, I think. So we are big friends. First, we were friends online, and we made a song together for our album. And then we met on the second half of last year, and he is a great guy. He's a great person. So I hope if you still didn't meet him, I think you have to, because he's really a cool person. So this tune is called Eres Hecha Para Mí.
You are made for me. Like, tell me about Bugat. I mean, because I actually really fell in love with Bugat's music when he did Alto de la Paz with Mati Sundel, who's from ZZK.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is a really different vibe. This is like Alto de la Paz was such a fight song.
Yeah.
And this is a really sweet song.
Yeah, this is a total sweet song. And I think this song represents him a lot. Like, if you talk to him, he's like that sweet. Yeah. he's like a, you know, you see him and you talk to him and you want to hug him.
Oh,
he's a great guy.
Well, and you know, Felix, lo que me parecía como muy interesante is that he's from Quebec.
Yeah.
So, and one of the things I was reading about is that he like started off as a French rapper.
Yeah.
In French, because he felt, you know, They're very proud of their French language in Quebec, and he felt like if he rapped in Spanish or English, it was gonna be not that well seen.
Yeah.
And then at some point, you know, he has like two or three albums as a French rapper, and then he just went into Spanish rap.
It is a particular phenomenon. If you search for his music in YouTube, you will find his French time, you know,
his French era.
Yeah, his French era, and it was really good. Then for some reason he decided to switch to Spanish and not singing any French songs again. So it's very interesting.
Rafa, thank you so much for bringing this song in, man.
Thank you so much for letting me giving you some love.
We want to remind our listeners that you can hear this song because we're talking over it. You can hear it in its entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City.
Rafa Caivano from Freak Stylers.
And I'm Felix Contreras, feeling left out of the party over here in Washington, D.C., so I'm going to have to catch up to you guys.
Hey, man, you get on a plane and you come here and you're gonna love it.
I'm
sure I will.
I make a big barbecue.
Hey, Rafa's going to make a barbecue.
Ooh,
asado argentino, Felix. That should seal the deal for you.
I'm there.
This has been Alt Latino.